The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Seatwave is no more. Seatwave was hated by many concert goers and match attendees, particularly concerts. The idea that you got a sold-out sign on a concert within minutes of the internet site opening up for Ticketmaster, and yet there seem to be so many tickets available at a much increased price on Seatwave, run by Ticketmaster, within minutes. Noel Rock, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Northwest, you have been a scourge of Ticketmaster and Seatwave. What do you make of today's decision?
Absolutely. Look, I'm as delighted as anybody to be waving goodbye to Seatwave. I think it's been a long time coming now. I think for fans of sports, concert goers, and even just fans of consumer protection in general, we've seen this happen all too often where tickets go on sale for an event, it supposedly sells out within 1 minute, and yet in that very same minute, tickets are already on sale on Seatwave and other such websites for
where
up
do
to
those
10.
Tickets come from?
Well, often, Matt, as I think we've discussed before on this programme, people can get advance tickets, access in advance to tickets via fan clubs, for example. If you knew a big U2 concert was coming up, for instance, you could pay €100 to get advance access to tickets some 3 or 4 days before they go on sale to Joe Public, and then snap up a few tickets for that concert in the full knowledge that very easily you'd be able to upload those tickets to Seatwave or another such website, sell them for 10 times face value, and lo and behold, you've turned maybe £500 into maybe £5,000 basically overnight. Far too simple, far too easy. That's why we brought about legislation. And as a consequence of that threatened legislation and of Cabinet approving that legislation just 3 weeks ago, Seatwave announced today that they're shutting down in UK and Ireland. Good news for everybody.
Indeed it is, very good news. But what's going to happen now with second-hand tickets if people do want to sell them on in genuine circumstances?
Yep. Absolutely. And look, it's happened to you and I and everybody that you might book a ticket for a match or a concert and you realise it's my anniversary that night, or I'm on holiday that week, or a hospital appointment comes up, or whatever. Life gets in the way sometimes. In that instance, Ticketmaster themselves are setting up a new kind of a trading platform, if you like, where you'll be able to trade those tickets for face value. That's something we want to see more of. We know there are a number of websites already out there right now that facilitate that. Indeed, I've used one or two of them in my time where I've needed one or two match tickets and I've been able to get them at face value.
Oh, face value is good. You didn't pay over the odds at any stage, did you?
Nah, no, because I don't like doing that. And you know, the shoe could always be on the other foot where you want to sell them at face value as well. So, you know, fair is fair and all that. But like, you know, that's what we want to see more of, I think. And particularly in sports where there's kind of an honour code around that, I think. People don't like seeing people buying or selling for face value. And so we want to...
For over face value.
So we want to facilitate and encourage the sale at face value where at all possible.
Okay, now we also have John O'Neill with us, Chief Executive of Tickets.ie. You're a competitor to Ticketmaster. I think we should clarify that. But what do you make of this decision? What's it going to do for the resale trade in tickets?
Sure. Well, we welcome the decision. It's great. I think it's a fantastic day for genuine fans who have been ripped off and have had to go to all the convenience of buying tickets online through secondary websites. What we would like to see now is, I suppose, the legislation getting through the Dáil and getting passed so that the law can be implemented as soon as possible. And anybody who is found reselling tickets at over face value at inflated prices will be so prosecuted.
Yeah, there's a new website going to be brought up by Ticketmaster to replace Seatwave. Do we know yet how it's going to operate?
Yeah, well, the idea here is that it's a fan-to-fan ticket exchange. And from my understanding is that only tickets that have originally been bought on Ticketmaster can be resold on Ticketmaster. So sellers in the new platform can resell tickets up to the price they originally played plus the service and handling fees. And then the buyer of the resale ticket will pay a 15% fee with no cost, apparently, to the reseller. That's what we know so far.
Who's going to get that extra 15%?
Only Ticketmaster, of course.
Okay, who will own this new site? So a 15% charge, effectively, for trading in your ticket at face value.
Exactly, yes.
Is that okay, Noel?
I'm not
entirely. Yeah. Seems like a fairly hefty whack, 15%.
Yeah, it's fairly exorbitant to my mind as well, Matt. I'm not entirely sure about that, and I'm not entirely sure it would actually be compatible with the new legislation that's coming forward. So they may have to trim what they're looking at there in terms of fees, to be perfectly honest with you, because you know yourself, like a match ticket can be up to €100 depending on where you're sitting in a stadium or depending on where you can sit in a stadium. So an extra £15 on top of it to effectively
facilitate. And it hardly costs 15 quid to actually to allow a transfer of a ticket, does
it? Not at all, and sure, John would know.
Does it, John?
Yeah.
Well, if you're building a website and you only transfer one, it would cost a lot more. But no, given the volumes that they do, it certainly wouldn't. And when you factor in card charges, are about 2%, which would be £2 on a €100 ticket.
Okay, but what about the fact though that a lot of acts have been sort of making sure that people have to have photo ID or have even passports to actually go? And this has become an issue for some people. Say, if you buy 4 tickets, do you have to buy them all individually and have individual IDs for the people who are going to a gig, be it Iron Maiden or Ed Sheeran or Radiohead, whoever gets involved in doing it this way?
Yes, that is correct. And it does seem to be causing some problems. I know from conversations that we've had ourselves with the likes of Radiohead's management, and Radiohead have used these procedures quite a bit in the US on their last tour. They found difficulty implementing the procedures for a number of reasons. One is it's actually slowing down access to the event itself. So it's causing long queues, and it's putting fans out as well, because typically fans will, seasoned fans will turn up at the last minute really for a lot of these gigs.
Any fan in Ireland turns up at the last minute.
that's true. And I know people cite like examples from the airline industry, but it's quite different boarding a few hundred people onto an aircraft, which takes 20 or 30 minutes. Try doing that up in Croke Park when you have maybe 50,000 people arriving in the last hour, or, the Hill 16 when 8,000 dubs arrive in, 5 minutes before throw-in. It's a completely different matter. But there are new technologies emerging, which is great. There's been a bit of work done with blockchain technology, but the more interesting one is facial recognition. Based ticketing, and there's also digital ticketing. So there's an Irish company that we know of involved in digital ticketing, but their platform actually allows the fans to transfer their digital tickets to other fans using their mobile phones. But each ticket is actually locked to a mobile phone, so it can't be resold or retouted as such on a secondary site.
Okay, we see what it is. Listen, one other thing I want to ask you about when you're here: tickets.ie is handling the sale of tickets for the Liam Miller benefit match in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in late September. Reports this morning that the demand was so high that your site crashed.
Yes, that's correct. Well, it wasn't the full site. The site itself is a mixture of different microsites. So the homepage crashed. So any fan that came in through the homepage, and I apologise to them, found it difficult to get onto the event page to purchase tickets. But anyone who could get directly to the event page were able to purchase tickets okay. But look, it was great to see such demand.
It just shows that there must be an enormous interest if
it
you're
is.
Overwhelmed with
there
the amount
is,
of people logging on this morning.
And Liam Miller was very much a loved player, and it's a tragedy to see somebody die so young and leave such a young family. So I'm delighted to see that there's been such demand for tickets and such
support. The capacity in Páirc Uí Chaoimh and Cork is around 45,000. How
That's
many tickets
correct.
Are gone at this stage?
I'm not too sure exactly how many tickets are gone, but what I can tell you is there's only terrace tickets left. So if there's anyone out there who wants to go along to the match, support the charity, which is Liam's family, and also
and
the Marymount Hospice
as well.
In Cork. Yeah, please do so and buy a ticket. It'd be great.
Thank you very much, John O'Neill from tickets.ie, No Rock, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Northwest.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.